Democrat Senate hopefuls go all in on ending the filibuster. By Jacob Bliss on July 1, 2021. Democrat Senate hopefuls are embracing the far-left stance of nuking the filibuster. Eliminating the filibuster, once a fringe stance of political outsiders on the left, has become a mainstream position for Democrats in office or those seeking it. Ending the filibuster would allow the Democrats to pass more of their agenda, ultimately sidelining the minority party since legislation would pass by a slim majority rather than 60 votes to clear the upper chamber of Congress. The Senate is currently split 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans. Last month, Representative Val Demming, DFL, launched her campaign hoping to unseat Senator Marco Rubio, RFL. She published an op-ed in USA Today, titled, "Voters Didn't Elect Us to Do Nothing and Blame the Senate Filibuster. Get rid of it." She also wrote, "The filibuster threatens the freedoms of every American, no matter the color of your skin, your gender, zip code, political party, or how much money you have, or don't have, in the bank." Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., a former 2020 presidential hopeful who is now running for Senate to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman, R.O., said on MSNBC that the Senate is broken. He went on to say, "I'm sorry it has come to this point, but we don't have an honest broker on the other side, and America can't wait any longer." Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, who hasn't fully committed to running for Senate but is expected to do so, tweeted last month that he believes that the filibuster has to go. In a series of tweets, he explained his reasoning. Lamb's remarks followed Senate Republicans killing legislation to create a partisan committee to allow the Democrats to study what happened on January 6. He said Republicans voted to block the bill, which made the Democrats choose between protecting our capital and our democracy, or a procedural tool that isn't in the Constitution. The Hill also pointed out that Democrat hopefuls in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Wisconsin have embraced either reforming or the ending of the filibuster.